So another thing I was just kind of curious about, when Hodgkin sort of burst onto the checkpoint scene, so to speak, it became evident that there were, at least in the tumor, this man has issues, I think, in terms of immune system we can talk about. But in terms of the tumor, the thing that came out was this idea of like what was going on in the tumor, and particularly this amplification of PD-L1. I think it's 274.
Yeah. So Hodgkin's lymphoma almost uniformly expresses PD-1 antigen on its surface. And this is reflective generally of an amplification of the 9p24 gene, which is the PD-L1 and PD-L2 gene in that region. Interestingly, the correlation in the checkpoint inhibitor studies, the CheckMate studies, suggests that the greater the amplification, the greater the potential benefit to checkpoint inhibitor therapy. However, I think this requires further confirmation. You know, the Reed-Sternberg cell is a multinucleated cell, and the tumor biology is heterogeneous. These are within the microenvironment of Hodgkin's. The tumor cells compose often less than 3% of the tumor. 97 to 99% of the tumor is normal cells. So, and when you look at an individual tumor, there is a proportion of cells that will be positive for 9p24 amplification, copy gain, disomy, and how that biology is reflected in expression of PD-1 and PD-L1 is critical to be in understanding the nature of the activity of this drug. That being said, the vast majority of patients do respond to checkpoint inhibitors in the relapse refractory setting. About 65 to 70% of patients respond. And at this time, I don't use copy numbers to determine whether or not to give checkpoint inhibitors. I think that story still has to evolve to make an assumption about who we should and should not treat. But that being said, it's to this point the most interesting biomarker for who may benefit from PD-1 inhibitor therapy.
Were you able to get a copy number on this patient?
It's a great question. I don't believe that we have a copy number on him. However, the majority of patients with Hodgkin's lymphoma will be amplified, depending on how you count this. So in the studies that looked at it in the CheckMate studies, the way that it was evaluated was that if patients had amplification within the tumor, it was considered amplified. So if you looked at X number of Reed-Sternberg cells and you found at least one with amplification, it was considered amplified. Whether that's the correct way to gauge the biology of the tumor is unclear. So based on that methodology, it's not surprising that the majority of patients were counted as copy gained or amplified.